And the Gemara says in Name Rami Bar Chama that there's a din of Hefshech and Nituch Ba'oila, and the Gemara says that that's a din in Kodshim, and he says, who a din the Katsovin? Because Mikan Lim the Torah Derecher, Shalayocha Adam Basar Kodim Hefshech and Nituch. It's improper that a person should eat before you check it and make sure that there's no problems. And then the Gemara discusses, is Rami Bar Chama against Rav Huna? And then the Gemara says it can't be because Rav Huna is really like the Mishnah. And then the Gemara says on Chafei Manav Rani Ani Chafei Meveis that it's a din in Derech Eretz Urach Arach Kamash Malan. That there's a din Midas Derech Eretz that it's not proper to eat without checking it out and making sure they do Hefshiv Nituach. But it seems from the Poshup Shot in the Gemara it's not a din Derais or a din Derabanan. That's Poshup Shot. So Rashi comments right here, he says that it's not an Isra Mishum Treifa, and like we said, that it seems to be not the Raisa or the Rabbanan. So Tosfos on the top here points out that he thinks it's quite difficult, because Gemara has a few lines later that there's a real Isra B'Davar. How is there a real Isra B'Davar? Because it says that if someone is is not Noeg Taras Mishpacha, God forbid, it's like he has no patience and he doesn't learn from the din of Orla, and therefore similar thing, that someone has no patience to do Hefshiv Nituach before he eats and do the proper bedikas, so it's a terrible thing. So it's Masha from the Gemara that it's a real Isser, not just Stam Derech Eretz. So that's Tosfos has a taina on Rashi, and the truth is that the Pnei Yoshua here answers up for Rashi. He says that for a Behema Gasa, there in fact is such a obligation. But for a Behema Dakis, there is no such obligation. So that's what Rami Bar Chama was talking about, and therefore Rashi's not against the Gemara. So Lamaisa, Tosfos though continues, he obviously did not hold that chilut in gases and dagas. He asked on Rashi. That's what the Pnei Yoshua says here on the spot to forever for Rashi. Then Tosfos goes weiter, and he says that if chas v'sholom, you found that there was a treifa after you ate it, he says a lashon who nenas kishoge v'lo kaonis shelo hayalo lamaher kolkach. That's a lashon at Tosfos. Tosfos says that if, God forbid, he finds that there's a treifa after he ate it, he's nanas kishogiv lo ka'onis shloya lo lamar kokach. So there's two ways to read this Tosfos. In other words, if the fellow didn't do his bedikas properly, so it was negligence, and he's nanas kishogiv, and he's not ka'onis, because he could have done something. You can't say, my hava lamevad, what could he have done? But what would be the din if Itaka did check and he found a problem and it was a treifa? So what does he mean, what would be the din in such a case? He says, nanash kishogeg v'lo ka'onis. What does that mean, nanash kishogeg v'lo ka'onis? Does that mean in a situation where he did everything possible, he's an onis gomer? So that's the way the Pana Meiris reads the Tosfos. It's a complete p'tur, he did everything possible, and you say onus rachmana patre. However, the Reb Shlomo Kluger in his Sefer Shiare Tara in Siman Tet Zayin in Yordea learns Tosfos differently. He says that you could learn pshat in Tosfos that it's v'lo ka'onis, meaning to say that in the shogeg you'll be really punished badly, and if it's a case of onus, you won't be punished as bad, but you will be punished. God forbid. So there's two ways in the Gedolei Achronim how to read up this Tosfos. So if you look in the Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz, I saw Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz, it says like this. He says right here on the spot, he says V'yesh lomar avadei leke iser k'dim shenishchatol medes becheskes heter miyun nimsis treifa l'achar she'ochol hu nenash k'shogeg lo chashiv ka'onish shelo hayalo l'maher kokach. It's not considered to be an onus because he shouldn't. It seems from the Rabbeinu Peretz that he was learning that in a situation that you did everything you could. So it seems like he's learning, like the Panamiris, that it would be an onus gomer, push up shot. But it's interesting. I don't know if anyone knows that the Maharam has a line on Daf Zayin and Beis on the Taisus, the last Taisus on the Amud there, that all the Divrei Taisus are Megumgum in the whole Masechta. The Maharam has like that. So we can't say such a thing. The Maharam says such a thing. Magen Shlomo, I think, says such a thing as well. But Lamaisa, we want to be medayik. There are two ways to learn up the Taisus. And it seems to be that the rabbinic parents seem to say that if you would be onus, it would be a complete p'tur. So this Shaila really speaks to the two ways to read the Taisus, really speak to how to be magdir the p'tur of onus rachmana patre. Is onus rachmana patre a complete hafka of a maisa, or is it a maisa aveir with the p'tur onshin? So I think if you learn that it's a complete hafka of a maisa, so we would learn like the rabbinic parents, so we would learn like this Panim Iris, that it completely would be Potter. But the Shlomo Kluger will learn that it's a Maisaver with a Ptur Onshin, and therefore it's not like Onish, which is a little bit of a punishment, a little bit of an Onish. I once heard many years ago in the name of Tursky Shlita that he pointed out the first Al-Khed is Al-Khed Shechatanu Ba'Onis Ubaratzon. That would seem to imply that Onish is a Maisaver with a Ptur Onshin for clapping Al-Khed on it. But this is a very big Shaila as to how you view the concept of onus chumana patre. You know, we basically say there seems to be a steer in Rashi's about it, what Shitas Rashi is about this. Shitas Rashi, in Ksubis and Daf Gimel Manaf, when he points out the mark of onus chumana patre, he says, Onar lo sasa dover, and there's no tainus onus begitten. So Rabbi Chanan there quotes in the Kobet Shirim in Ksubis that Rashi, quoting that marker, he quotes from the Chemda Shlomo, is saying that Onus Rechana Pacha is a complete Hafka Sachiv. And he points out that the Gemara says in Avodah Zorah and Nundal Manaf that the shore that's Nevad Ba'onis is Mutter. If you force someone to bow down to Behema, the Behema is still Mutter L'Mizbeach. Because Reb Zeira in Avodah Zorah says Onus Rechana Pacha, it's Hafka Sa'maisa. The truth is Rashi Kubil Shitoso in Ksubis on Laman Abez. The Gemara Pilpos there about Kimle B'Rabi Minei. And the Gemara has a scenario of a Mises Onsen. So Mises Onsen, Rashi says, the way he learns up the Gemara, there'll be a chi of mammon there. So if it's a misa onus, it's not a, it's a hafkas amaisa vis-a-vis the chi of misa. There's no shame misa there that's chal to pata the mammon. So that's Rashi goes well with Rashi and Daf Gimel. It's a complete hafkas amaisa vis-a-vis the misa. So therefore, there's no shame misa hovering over you, pata you. So those two Rashi seem to go hand in hand. It seems to be so for another Rashi in Yevamos and Davayin, because in Rashi in Yevamos and Davayin and Manav says by an oral, an Arol cannot eat Truma. So what's the touch of Arol in the Mishnah? So Rashi says, Meis Achiv Machmas Mila. That's on his Chumana Patre. He can't do a Mila because he'll bleed to death. His brothers died. So you still see can't eat Truma, that it's Omeid B'chiyuvah, the shame Arol, still there. So that seems to be, goes against those two other Rashi, because the Rabbeinu Tam there, the Taish Yishonim, argues and says, the touch of Arol in the Mishnah is a Meshumad L'Orlus. He doesn't believe in the mitzvah of Mila. But if it would be Achav Machmas Mila, that's Afgas Achiyuv, and he could eat Truma. So that Rashi seems to go against the other two. So it seems like you see this concept, and the Rabbi Yosef Engel points out the Rambam in Pirek Tesim Sochim, where the Rambam seems to take a stand on Onus Rachmana Patre. You know, we all know that if you're Tomei Meis or you're Derech Rechoka, there's no Chiyuv Pesach Rishi, you have a Chiyuv Pesach Sheni. Let's say someone, God forbid in that case, is Mavatal Mitzvah Pesach Sheni. For some reason, he's been amazing. So what's the din? He's Mavatal Mitzvah Sese. If he was Tomei Meis and Derech Rechok, he couldn't do Pesach Rishon, he doesn't do Pesach Sheni, on been amazing. So what's the din? He did a terrible thing. He's Mavatal Mitzvah Sese. But let's say someone's, God forbid, sick in the hospital with Pesach Rishon, he was an onus, and he didn't do, so he has to do Pesach Sheni, same din, but he doesn't do it on purpose. So the Rambam's Mechad Shechayev Karis. So Rabbi Yosef Engel says, you see from that Rambam that Onus Chumana Patre is a Ptur, the Chiv is only made. And therefore, when he doesn't do Pesach Shein, he'll be Chayiv Karis L'Mafreya. So it seems to be the Rambam takes a very strong stand on this concept of Onus Chumana Patre, Halacha L'Maisa. So you have Rashi Shita, you have the Rambam Shita, and L'Maisa, there's a famous din, Machlokes Taz and Drisha. The Taz writes in Shulchan Aruch, he quotes in Siman Kuf Ches, if someone is a osik b'mitzvah all morning, for example, a doctor is trying to save someone's life, or something like doing a surgery for 9-10 hours, and he couldn't daven shachris, does he daven mincha? Does he have to daven mincha twice or not? So the drisha says, of course not. He wasn't mechuyev in mincha. So the Taz attacks him. He says, how could a pet kadosh say such a thing? And he argues and he says that you are mechuyev mincha. The drisha held that when you're onus akon apache, there's no chiyuv at all. It doesn't get off the ground. And the Taz held, no, the chiyuv's there. You just putter. Happens to be the Mishra Berurah seems to pass him like the drisha. He says you should do daven tefilas nedava. But the bottom line is you have this concept of onus rachman apatra, and it really could very well be a shak levatari in the Gemara Nedarim and Nachlof Zayin Amaraf. The Gemara is the din of nidre onsen. If you take a neder under duress, so the Gemara quotes the pasuk lonar losasa dover, and the Gemara is online and says v'chitema ketala l'inin ketala shiny. Maybe onus rachman apatra is a petur onsen, and the Gemara says v'hatanya nidre onsen. So it could be that shock of the Torah, the Gemara held as a Ptur Onshin, and the Gemara makes an about face and maybe says it's a complete Havkos Aveira. But that's the two approaches that one could have when it comes to Onesh Shekhon Apatra. And the bottom line is that maybe you could suggest that it's the two ways to read the Tais, Machlekes Panim Iris, and the Shlomo Klug and the Shari Tara. How will you read Taisus Halacha L'maisa regarding this din? It's interesting, we also point out Rabbi Yosef Engel in that piece, just as Mechalik, it's an interesting Sfara in Klal Yud Gimel. He actually is Medayik from the Taisvus that maybe you could Mechalik in Mitzvah Bein Adam L'Makom Bein Adam L'Chaveroi. When it comes to a Mitzvah Bein Adam L'Makom, when you're under duress, so it's a complete Hafkoa Sachiv. But when it comes to a Mitzvah Bein Adam L'Chaveroi and you're under duress and you can't fulfill it, so the way we would formulate it is that there's a Chiv there, but there's a Ptur. For example, he says Puruvu is Bein Adam L'Makom and Shevis Yitzra is Bein Adam L'Chaveira. That's how he's masked with the Tyson Gittin and Bava Basra about the case of Chetzi Shivka, Chetzi Ben Choron. So that maybe we could suggest is told in these 2 days in Tyson. Like I said, the Panim Iris seems to be take a stand. I mean, the Rabbeinu Peretz seems to be saying like the shot that the Panim Iris read shot in the Tyson. Okay, and then we had that what Rav Tursky said Shlita about Alchet Baonis Baratzel. Because that's the first Mahalach I wanted to mention about Onis Rachman Apatri. It's interesting that in this Gemara, it could very well be that the Mechaber writes like this, Beferish, it's a very interesting din, that it could very well be Mitzad all the 18 Simani Trefus, which is in Chulin Mem Bezim at Aleph. That's where it's listed. It could very well be that, this is like a Midas Terecheres, because we have a Chazaka, once you shechted, it's good. But there is one Bedika that might be Mikra Adin. And it could be, if you look in the Chedusha Ben Aramban, he reads it into the Gemara, and that's the Bedikas Reya, checking the lung. And he seems to say that when the Gemara says Urach Ara, it's Lav Davke. Taka means, it's talking about the ray of the lung, and that's a chiyuv midrabanan. It's a real chiyuv midrabanan. In fact, the Mechaber writes like that in Yordan, in Siman Lamates Sif Aleph, that you must check the raya, halacha lamaisa, and he says if you don't do it, it's porid skeder yishchenu nachash. It's a real chiyuv midrabanan. If you don't check the raya, it's a bad thing. To the degree that there's a big machlekes in Rishonim if the lung was lost and you didn't check it, is it ma'akev? So Rashi in Chulin Daf Yud Beis and Rav Dimasko Pesach says it's not ma'akev. But the Ben Aramban right here points out, Rav Nachman Ben Aramban, I think that's Rav Nachman Ben Aramban, so he writes that it would be ma'akev, you're a posheya, and you wouldn't be able to eat the animal. So it's a machloikis to that degree. It's a real chiv in the Rabbanan to check the Re'eh, and the question is whether you read it into the Gemara. And Itaka could be Ma'akev according to what? According to certain Rishonim. That's how he reads the Gemara. The Gemara, when it said Urachara was Lav Dafkin, meant that there's a real Chiv, Halach Lamaisa, and you have to check it out. The other ones, okay, you could rely on the fact that there's a Chazaka. But it's very common that there are problems with the lung, and he says that it would be a real problem. So what you see from here, if that's the case, I think you see a tremendous Chiddush. And that is that if you do not engage in a chiyuv midrabanan that's going to impact you and call you not an onus, which at first glance you might have said, why should that be? I mean, I'm not doing anything on a realm that's deraisa that should say that I'm, you know, maybe I am an onus. But you see from this din that when you don't do a din derabanan, when you don't do a din derabanan, that impacts you that you are not called an onus anymore. You are called a shogeg. And Rabbi Chanan points that out right here. Rabbi Chanan points out here in Os Samach Beis, he points out the Shmaitza. The Shmaitza is in Aleph Gimel. Shmaitza Aleph Pirat Gimel, where they point out the Gemara in Shavuos, where the Gemara says in Shavuos, a man was, you know, with his wife, and she yells out, "Nit Mesi." So the Gemara says he's chayev chatas. So why is he chayev chatas? In fact, the Gemara is an onus. So the Gemara says it was shas vesta. Shas vesta. We paskin in nida tedvavim and av that vestas is the rabbanon. So if vestas are the rabbanon, make a tasty. That transforms you from an onus to a shogi. Yeah, you see from that Gemara that lomaisa, you don't have a tain of my havel meiva mid rabbanon. There's an isser to have taka shemitah. So who would deny me? Especially if you say, like we're learning, that the chiyuv to check the lung is a chiyuv the rabbanis. That's a, it's not just a midas derech eretz. Then you see beferish, you have no tain of onus, which is a remarkable chiddush, in the sense that a din the rabbanis will impact, and we find many marim kaimis for that. We'll just, let's mention a few, and that is that, for example, the Minchas Sinach has a suffix in Perek Aleph, Halacha Gimel, and Tzmini Musafin. We know a czar that each truma is truma tahora is chayiv misa, b'dei shamayim, God forbid. What happens if he eats truma tahora that is tamei mid rabbanan? So is the tuma mid rabbanan have an impact that it's like mafkia the truma from being tahora, and he won't be chayiv misa b'dei shamayim? He has such a suffix. So you take that sad, that's an example of that. It's something that's mid rabbanan has an impact on a level mid yoraisa, and the guy will get out of being chayiv misa b'dei shamayim. The Rambam paskins in Hilchos Nara Besula, if a man is ma'anis a woman, God forbid, he has a mitzvah sese of losi alisha, right? Lamed vav losi is a mitzvah sese. But if the woman is a shniel arayis, what's the din? The Rambam says you don't marry her. So the Kesef Mishnah says why? You have a din d'yoraisa of mitzvah sese to marry her against an isser rabbana shniel arayis. He says no, lo sasser. Lo sasser means the chum ki mechadish a din of Chanukah, like the Gemara has in Shabbos chav kimel amaral vechen sivanu. But the Gemara also said another chiddush, another tier of lo sasser is that rabbanim can tell you when the directives, when to fulfill a mitzvah d'yoraisa. And in this situation, this woman is aser mid rabbanim. So what? I have a mitzvah d'yoraisa, she's mutter. Doesn't make a difference. It will impact on a level d'yoraisa. Kama the kama mar makaymus you have on this chiddush, but I think you see another example of that, that even a derabanan will impact, that the guy is no longer an onus, he becomes a shogeg. You know, Rabbi Megadim points out a famous taisus in getting in sukkah and gimel and alf. You know, if you sit in the sukkah where your shulchan goes outside, so the lashon amishus lo kiyamtem it's a sukkah miyamecha. So taisus learns in ayotzi min atayra, but it's only xer. I sat in my sukkah. Ran says in Ayazikit Tikkun Shochachamim. That's how you learn the Mishnah. But the whole thing implodes. Rabbanah have such a koyach to do such a thing. Here, the Rabbanah have such a koyach to transform this fellow that he's no longer a shoygeg. He's also now becomes a what? He's no longer an onus. He becomes a shoygeg. Because you didn't listen to this what? This bona fide real chiyuv mid the Rabbanon that you have to check the ray. Okay. And there's a lot of, coming towards Pesach. You know, you have the din of, Haseba. Seib is the Rabbanan. Many Gedol Achrim say from the Rosh, if you eat matzah el seir without a seir, now yotzi min atera. Seib is the Rabbanan. So you see that the Rabbanan have by Megillah on Shabbos, that's different. The Cheshek Shlomo says, hey mamru, hey mamru. If we paskin, divrei kabbalah da'al klavke, divrei Torah domi. So that's the second halach I wanted to point out here, that you see that the Rabbanan has great impact to make this guy a shogeg, as opposed to an onus, because he didn't do the proper checking. A third mahalach you have here is, I want to just point out, it's just interesting, Rabbi Chanan points out, I don't have an answer for this, he blibes his akasha, he points out that Zetoysim Sochim and Ayin Gimel Amar Aleph, the Gemara has a case when you shecht an animal on Shabbos, and it turns out to be a trefa. the Seser, meaning it wasn't begalui, it wasn't revealed the Trefa. So Tosus has a line there that you were Toa b'dvar mitzvah. Tosus says the reason why you're Potter, because it was a Nimsa Trefa b'Seser, you're Toa b'dvar mitzvah. So Tosus says it can't be called an onus. So why can't that be called an onus? I mean, you didn't know about it. Right? There was no issue of that. Was just referring to the shechita. Wasn't referring to eating. So again, if you shecht a behema on Shabbos and nimshes treifa b'seiser, it says you're potter. So Tosfos says the reason why you're potter because you're tovah b'dvar mitzvah, not because of onus. Why not because of onus? What could you have done? How would you have been able to know that there was be a treifa b'fnim? You couldn't have done anything. My havel ameva. It should be an onus. So I don't know why that's not called an onus. That's what he points out. Tosfos says him sochem. Okay. Third mahalach you see here is interesting. That this Tosfos clearly is assuming that on a shigigas lav that has no chiyuv karis, or a lav sheish bo karis, you do b'shog yechayv chatas. What about a lav? These are all lavim here. You eat treifas, right? It's not a chiyuv karis. So a shigigas lav, do you need kapara? So Tosfos obviously is holding that a shigigas lav needs kapara. There's no doubt. So that's smack against the Ramban al Atayr. The Ramban al Atayr in Pirak Aleph Pasuk Dalid writes Beferish a Shigigas Lav. There is no kapar. There is no need for a kapara. It's a tremendous chiddush. This Ramban. We only find the chiyuv kapara by Lav Mishish Bolkaris Mrs. Bezin chiyuv Krisis, but a straight up Lav B'Shoygig he says you don't need kapara for. And the Tosfos clearly here says you need a kapara. It's a lot like the famous Nesivus in Reish Lamed Dalet Choshen Mishpat. The Nesivus writes that Nisa the Rabban and you do b'shogeg, you don't need a kapara for. Now, Bochanan points out that other Gedol Achron and Marit might argue on that. There might be a Tosfos Git that argues on that. But the basic shot of the Nesivus is we do the Rabbanan Rachiv Ve'Gavra. Right? There's a Machlois Ritva. And Rashba and Nidorim Daf Yud Zayin, whether he's Suri Torah, Suri Gavra, Suri Chefza, but he's Suri the Rabbanon. Chachamim spoke to Gavras, so when we, God forbid, are over Nisa the Rabbanon, we are rebelling. We do it b'mezid. There's got to be an element of rebellion. But if you're over Nisa the Rabbanon b'shogeg, there's no need to klap alchei. There's no need to have a kapara. So Rabban has this chiddush that shigus lav shein bokaris. Same thing. He wants a taina that there's no chiyuv. There's no chiyuv kapara. It's interesting. This Tais is clearly holding that there is. So maybe you could say, and I have to think about it more, but maybe I was thinking you could say it's you could tell that Shaila as to whether Shigus Lav needs a kapara on whether it's Yisuri Gavra or Yisuri Chefsa. If Yisuri Torah is Yisuri Chefsa, so our Tais is holding you need a kapara. Bottom line is you're over a Lav in a Shogeg form that needs a kapara. But if you hold Yisuri Torah or Yisuri Gavra and I did it in a Shogeg form, there's no Chiyuv Karis, it's a lower type of Lav. Maybe one could project a svara like the Ramban al Atayr, there would be no kapara. So that's maybe what you could suggest with this third mahalach. Okay, I want to just close now with something that I heard many years ago from Rav Shechter Shlita about in Yoni Kriyas Megillah, it's in Yoni Diyom. Okay, the beautiful mahalach I heard in Lomdus, and I think it'll give you a fresh. Fresh approach, and you come out of shul or the Beis Medrash, Kriyas Megillah, we should appreciate that we're Yidden, like Rav Moshe used to always say. You know, you should never say you were Shvirtza Zion to be a Yid. You should never say it's hard to be a Yid. You should say it's easy to be a Yid. I don't know how to say it in Yiddish, but we'll say it in English. But I want to say more than that is that when you come out of shul on Purim, we should be appreciative that we're all Yidden and that we are the chosen people, Am HaNivchar, and I think Purim speaks to that more than any other Chag. We'll see why, B'Hashem. You know, the Gemara says in Megillah on Yud Testament Aleph, it says, Am Rav Yudah Mer Shmuel, HaKorah Megillah Aksuvah Ben Aksuvim is Lo Yatzah. The din is that if you have a Megillah, Esther, that is part of the other four Megillahs, it's the same cloth, and you read on such a Megillah, you're not Yotzah. So Rashi says the Chisarn is, it's like a lack of pursuing. So it's like Mar Sinai. It's like you're learning. It doesn't look like you're doing it l'shem kriyas and Megillah. It's a chisarin. So the Gemara says that if the Megillah Esther is bigger than the rest of the cloth or smaller, then it's considered to be acceptable because it's nicker. It shows it's distinct, and you're doing it l'shem kriyas and Megillah. So the Gemara has a story that Levi Bar Shmuel read such a Megillah in the presence of Rav Yehuda, in the presence of Rav Yehuda, and Rav Yehuda said, "What are you doing? Korei Megillah Ksuvim Ksuvim is lo yatsa." So he said, "No, you bop the din on its head. Machalu Amolcha, constrict the din, and that din is only Bitzibor. If you're Korei Megillah Ksuvim Ksuvim, you're not yotze Bitzibor. But since this was a Biyachidus, it's good." That's what the Gemara says in Megillah, Yud Tesimun Aleph, running on the Yud Tesimun base. So the Turi Evan has a kasha. Turi Evan, in fact, the Bam Kasha, he says, "I don't understand. If you read the Megillah Ksuv Ben Aksuvim with 10 guys there, just ignore the other 9 guys. And therefore you should be Yotze at least as a Yachid. When the Shulchan Aruch quotes this din, the whole thing implodes. You're not Yotze at all." So the Turi Evan says, "Dal Mihach of the other 9 guys. You should be at least Yotze as a Yachid." So, and the Turi Evan points out there's 2 nafkaminis between the Kriyas and Megillah B'tzibur, Kriyas and Megillah B'yachid. You know, the Gemara has on Hayyamin Aleph in Megillah that Rav says if you read the Megillah 11, 12, to 13th, you need a minyan. If you read it the 14th or 15th, he says you don't need a minyan. And Ravasi, his Talmud, said you always need a minyan. There's a heder to always have a minyan, and the Gemara says there was a story that Rav couldn't go to shul one Purim, and he gathered a minyan. He was choshes for his Talmud Ravasi. So there's a mandate to always have a minyan, all the time, right? That kula 11, 12, and 13, Rambam says, Mishav Batla Malchus Beis Dov, we don't have that kula anymore, 11, 12, and 13th anymore. And Toises even pilpels on him and off on the top that maybe a Kriyas Megillah B'Yechidus shouldn't have a bracha beforehand. Okay, we don't paskin like that. But there's a heder to have a Megillah, to read it B'Tzibor, 10 men. So the Turi Evan says, you read a Megillah Ksuv Ben Aksuv, you will not get that heder in. Granted, you should be yotzei as a yachid. You won't get the heder of a kriyas of Megillah B'tzibur. There's a big nafkamina. There's a nafkamina that you should read Megillah B'tzibur, not be yachidus. That's one nafkamina he points out. Then he points out another nafkamina. We pass in the Ramosas of Tafrei Sadi Beis. We only say Aravis Rivenu, right? Kriyas of Megillah is unique. That Aravis Rivenu is said after the kriyas of Megillah. Most mitzvahs don't have a bracha afterwards. The Rav had a beautiful drasha about Aravis Rivenu. If you ever take a look at it. It's not for now, but he talks about how HaKadosh Baruch was our Baal Din, it's our Adayin, everything. How he's always looking after us. So, but the Ramah quotes, it's only B'tzibur. The Gaon actually argues, the Bir Halacha quotes there, that the Gaon said that Yushalmi, which was the Ramah's marker, was only talking about an Aliyah in Shul by Kriyas HaTorah, that there's a Bracha before and Bracha afterwards. But Haravis Rivenu should be said even B'yachidus. The Gaon argues very strongly on the Ramah. Now, I don't know what they do in Eretz Yisrael. Usually in Eretz Yisrael, they always follow the Gaon. But I know here in the Chutz Lars, everyone holds like the Ramah. The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch quotes the Ramah, Chayadim, the Racha Shulchan. If you read the Megillah for someone in the hospital, you never say Ravis Rivenu. There's no minyan. In fact, I was in L.A. last Shabbos, and one of the Rabbanim there, I was asking, is the chaplain in the Cedar Sinai, that they can actually have the patients in their rooms through the camera be able to hone in to everyone, to the minion in the base medrash in the hospital. So he was asking, would that be a kriyas of Megillah B'tzibur that they can say a Ravis Rivenu? And the answer I made, I said, I don't see why not. He said, some people are very mocked, they want someone to come into room, some patients, and do it B'yachidus instead of listening, you know, through the camera. But listening through the camera, L'chura would be even it's more of a heater, it's B'tzibur, perhaps. But Lamaisa says the Turi Evan, one sec, so the Turi Evan says, I don't know why the Shulchan Aruch quotes this din, that Korei Megillah Ksuvim Ksuvim is lo yatsa, and the whole thing implodes. You should be at least Dal Mihacha the other 9. And he says, there's 2 nafkaminas between a Kriyas and Megillah B'tzibur Yachid. Number one, you don't get that heater in. Number two, if you read a Kriyas and Megillah Ksuvim Ksuvim is lo yatsa, you're yotze only as a Yachid, and you would not be able to say Ravis Rivenu. So he's trying to strengthen his kasha, and he blies by a kasha. Yeah, go ahead, Ike. Yeah, I don't know. I was thinking that. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. It's just that's the shiloh about listening on is it like the telephone? I don't know. Is it different that you can't see the person? I don't know. Okay, not sure. Okay, so that's one kasha that he asked. Another kasha is the following. The Gemara says in Baba Basra and Dafi Gimel, Machlekes Rav Meir and the Chachamim, can you be madbik a Sefer Torah onto a Nach? Machlekes Rav Meir and the Chachamim. The Rambam paskins in Perek Zayin, Alocha Tet Zayin, Echol Sefer Torah, that you're allowed to. But if you do it, it brings down the level of the Kedusha to a Chumash min a Chumashim. What's a Chumash? A Chumash is not a stone Chumash. A Chumash is a cloth that only has braces, only Shmos, only Vayikra, only Bamidbar, only Dvarim. So if you do it, it's okay to do it, but if you do it, it brings it down. And he imports the din yeser kenotel dami. What's yeser kenotel dami? It's a din hilchos treifus. If a chicken has three legs, we view it as if it has one. The way most Rishonim says, you view it as like you cut it off. Imagine you cut it off, and it'd be a hole there. And if it would die, it'd be a treifus. So all the Gedol HaKorim say, where did Rambam get this din from? Remember, Kevin Samisha says it's Yushalmi. Then he backs out. He says, not a Yushalmi. What's the marker of this Rambam? That's the second kasha. And the third kasha is, there's an interesting Ramah in Siman Kuf Mem Gimel. If you have a shul that has two Sefer Torah, let's say you have one Sefer Torah that had a mistake in Brachos, I put it away, and I put the garfle around it. You're not supposed to keep a Sefer Torah that has a mistake. It's a violation. Sefer Torah Shein Muga. Okay, but fine. It was there. And then we have a second Sefer Torah in the middle of Tetzaveh. Then that has a mistake. So we can make it more dramatic. Actually, the Ramah has that. But the previous Sefer Torah has a mistake in all four Sfarim. The only one that's clean is in Shmos. So probably most of the guys in the shul forgot there was a mistake. Anyway, I'll quickly take out the... am I allowed to take out that Sefer Torah that had a mistake in all four Sfarim, but in Shmos it's clean? Because the Gemara says again in Daf Samach Amar Aleph, Ein Korim B'chumash about the Knesios, Nei Kavarat Tzibur. Which the Poshup shot is, it looks like the shul's cheap. They can't raise enough money to buy a whole Sefer Torah. Mashma that if the shul's so dirt poor, they could use it. Mr. Rabbi Kiviger, Seichan Zan, all the Mar Makoymas and Shas about Kavarat Tzibur. That's as Poshup shot as on understanding. So in this case, the Ramah says it doesn't look like a problem because it's a full Sefer Torah. Probably most of the guys forgot about it anyway. And the issue of Kavarat Tzibur is it's only Brachos, only Shmos, only Vayikra, only Bamidbar, only Dvarim. Here it's a full Sefer Torah. So the Ramah Pasuk, you could take it out. No problem. Take the first one out and use it. But the Bir Halacha quotes from the Beis Meir and the Shari Ephraim, not true. You cannot take it out. Go borrow a third Sefer Torah. So the Bir Halacha Paskins, if they're going to do it, you don't have to be protest. But what's the svar of the Gedol HaAchronim that argue on the Ramah? They must have had a different hesber of what Kavarat Tzibur was. What was that different hesber of what Kavarat Tzibur was? So, this is Rav Shekish, this is a beautiful fork, beautiful chiddush. He wanted to taina like this. He wanted to taina to answer all these three kashas. Beautiful. He wanted to say like this. He wanted to say that, you know, it says in Parsha Mishpatim, in the same pasuk as Nasa Benishma, there's also two words that also can become famous too, and that is the Sefer HaBris. And when HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose us as the Am HaNivchar, we said Nasa V'Nishma, and the Medrash Tanchuma in Parshas Noach asks, how does that square with Kaf Lam Har Kegiyus? So Nasa V'Nishma is going on Torah Shebichsav, that's easy. The Torah Shebaal Peh, we weren't ready to do it, so Hashem had to be Kofos. But when he was Kofos, you need a contract. What was that contract? The Sefer HaBris is the Torah HaKadosh. Now Rashi says Sefer HaBris on the spot there is from the beginning of Brachos till Mishpatim. But the Ramban, I think it's a Parsha Balak, argues and says Sefer HaBris means the whole Torah. The whole Torah HaKadosh was our Sefer HaBris. We were chosen as Dama Nifra against our will. But there was a Sefer HaBris. What was the Sefer HaBris? The Sefer HaBris was the Torah HaKadosh. But we were forced to accept it. When did we re-accept it willingly? No more has in Shabbos, Kim V'Kibu, Shas Purim. We re-accepted the Torah Shabbat Peh willingly, Shas Purim. But where is your contract? Where is the Sefer HaBris? So that's where Shepherd Shlita wanted to say the Sefer HaBris is Megillas Esther. When you hear Megillas Esther, that's a gavaltig thing. We are the Am HaNivchar, we accept it willingly. That's our contract. We want a contract. That's your contract. That's an unbelievable zach. The Yushalmi in the beginning of Megillah says there are only two Sfarim you could say real drashas on. A Sefer Torah, Chamisha Chumshe Torah, and Megillah Esther. All other drashas in Nach are really midrabanan, they're all smachtas. Maybe it's Divrei Kabbalah, it's Divrei Torah Dami, it would fit even better if you hold like that day in Rishonim Achlokes, Baal Morvi, Bar Tzalon. But you don't have to necessarily say that. Bonafide drashas are from the Chumash and from Esther. What does the Gemara has in Megillah Tetzayin and Beis? A Megillah needs Sirtu, right? The Paschim needs Sirtu. What is the Lashon HaGemara? Kamitu Shel Torah. Well, how do Rashi and Rambam learn? What is Kamitu Shel Torah? The Torah. A Sefer Torah requires Sirtu, according to Rashi and Rambam. The Rabbeinu Tam says it's referring to Mezuzah, because Mezuzah has Shema Yisrael. So just like Mezuzah needs Sirtu, so Megillah needs Sirtu. But according to Rashi and Rambam, it's Amitu, it's Mamish Kamitu Shel Torah. Mamish Kamitu Shel Torah. And the truth is, you know, when the Gemara Pilpul's and Megillah Dav Zayin Manav, whether Megillah should be canonized or not, you know, all the Tanaim give different drashas, and Shmuel said, I have a drasha of Kimu, right? Kimu Lamal Mashakibu Lamata. right? And Rava says all the drushes of the Tanaim I could slug up, but Shmuel's hit the spot. So Tosfos says Shmuel's hit the spot. The Gemara in Shabbos has a different drusha. What's the drusha? Kibu mashikibu. But if you look, the Koheles Yitzchak, it's a beautiful sefer. He says that you have to check every time in Shas, but there's a Kri Nixiv. It's Kimu Mashi Kibel. What is Kibel? What Moshe Rabbeinu was Mekabel. Right? So that's the Ksiv. And the Kri is Kimu Mashi Kibel Malo, right? Kimu Mashi Kibel Kfar. So really, basically, it's saying that it's the same. The Beis Din Shelmaila was Maskim to the Sefer Habris of the Megillah, and that's considered to be the Megillah serves as a Sefer Habris when we accepted the Torah willingly. The Torah Shabbal Peh. It's all the same drush, it's all the same vort. So it comes out, Lamaisa, that, and there was a Chuvas Arashba. Someone was asked Arashba, someone wanted to do a shtick. He wanted a sofer. This Balabaz, a big Talmud Chacham, who asked the Shalom, it's probably a Rav, who asked the Shalom, the Ritva, can a sofer write the brachas on in the Megillah? For the Megillah, right? You know, because you don't want to have sitter, you'd be on the cloth. So he says, you can't, because if you have to, can novel bummy. If you add on to the Sefer Bris, you subtract, it blows up, it implodes. And it's different than Rashi. Rashi said it was a problem, the Gilek Suvin Exuvin is being what, like Marsayan, that you're learning. According to the Rambam, according to Rashba, it's a formal din that you have to have a Sefer Bris. And if you add on to it, the whole thing implodes. So if you say like this, then you can front for all these kashas. Because let's go backwards. If you go to front for the third kasha. You know what the baseman, the Shara Fraim argue on that Ramah? You can't take out that Sefer Torah, because every time you lane, even though Kriyas HaTorah most of the time is the Rabbanan, it's right, Zohar's D'Oraisa, and Parspar according to Tosfos Rosh, and the Briskers like the Ramban, that Kriyas HaTorah and Yontif is D'Oraisa because of B'Krai Kodesh. But the bottom line is, every time you lane, you're supposed to convey a Sefer HaBris. You have to convey a Sefer HaBris, and if you add on to it, it's going to be a problem. Allah HaLamayisa. And therefore, if there's mistakes in it, it's a problem. So that when they say Ankar Mukhmashim may cover that Tzibur, it doesn't mean that they look cheap. It means there's a formal din. May cover that Tzibur because the mandate of Kriyas HaTorah has to say that Hashem chose his Am HaNivchar and we need a Sefer HaBris. And that Sefer HaBris is the Sefer Torah, not just a Breishis alone or Shmos alone. And that Sefer Torah only was clean in Shmos. That would be a Chisorun in the Sefer HaBris. So the Shari Ephraim, the Beis Meir, argue on that Ramah. It's not shot that it looks like it's dirt cheap. It's a chisaron in the formal Sefer HaBris. So therefore, forget about it. You can't take out that Sefer. And that refers the second kasha. What was the second kasha? Second kasha, what's the makar of the Rambam? See, or Samech has one line. You know what his one line is? Where did Rambam get that din? You're allowed me mabik the Sefer Torah and do a nach onto a Sefer Torah, but it's more the kedusha bin a chumash bin a chumash. So or Samech has one line. What line? The Gemara we started with in the Testament Aleph. Korah Megillah Tzuv bin Aksuvim. What do you mean? That's talking about a Megillah. But I'm talking about a Sefer Torah. They're both Sefer HaBrises. That's the Rama's Mocker and Shas. Says it about the Sefer HaBris of the Megillah, so it also says it about the Sefer HaBris of the Torah Kedusha. So I asked Rav Shefter Shlita once, I said, Rebbe, what happens if you're Madbik a Megillah Sester onto the Torah Kedusha? What will be the din in that? So he said to me, what do you think? So I said, well, I think it's a problem, because one is when we're Mekabel the Torah B'Ratzon, and one is when we're Mekabel B'Mezi. Against our will. He said he thought that I was right. Because, granted, they're both, nothing can reach a Torah Kedusha. On the other hand, the Kriyas HaMegillah, we were Mekabelah the Baratzah. So even if you were Mabik those, that wouldn't be acceptable. They would kind of like take away from one another. So that's the marker of the Rambam. He got it from the Gemara Megillah. That's, granted, it's a Chiddush. He's expanded it from the Megillah. But Lamaisa, that's the Chiddush of the Rambam. And the Mela, based on this, that forever is the first kasha. What was the first kasha? The first kasha was Turi Evan, in fact, the kasha Dal Mehelcha, the other nine guys. You should be Yotze, this is Yachid. Why does the Mechaber present that you're not Yotze at all? The Teretz is, when you read the Megillah and the Shul, we are supposed to convey, we are the Am HaNivchar, and this is our Sefer HaBris. And this is exactly the way it is. And if you go ahead and put it together with other four Megillahs, that blows it up. The whole thing, you're not Yotz. You miss the whole, it's all or nothing.
If you want to read it, b'chidus, okay, that's a mitzvah. It's a beautiful mitzvah, but it's any mitzvah you can, many mitzvahs you can do b'chidus. But when you do the Megillah B'tzibur, it is this formalized din of a Sefer HaBris that is so beautiful, and that are, therefore, if it is with the other Megillahs, it's called a Mosek Goreya, it's called, it's Yeser Kenotel Tami. But based on all this, you have to point out that a Megillah also has the din of an Igeris. What does it mean that it has the din of an Igeris? There are three kulas of an Igeris. What are the three kulas? Number one, if you read 51% of it b'ksav, you can do 49% b'al peh. Number two is Sefer Torah requires gidin from the top to the bottom. It says in the Shulchan Aruch you only need three gidin. You only need three gidin for a Megillah. Still good because it's an Igeris. And number three is if you pronounce the words, let's say like Yehudaim, you know, it's a lot of it says two yuds a lot of times, but Yehudaim, you'd still be Yotze because it's an Igeris, so we're Mekel. So what's shot behind that? Because Megillas Esther, we paskin, of course, like the Tana was canonized, but it's the Sefer Bris of Torah Shabbal Peh, so it has one foot in the Torah Shabbal Peh, one foot out. Right, the Gemara has in Yuma Lam Natzeh Hayas Ashachar that Megillas Esther was Sof Kol Anisim. Frak the Gemara Chanukah. Chanukah wasn't part of Tanakh. So what I mean to say, it has one foot in, one foot out. It is part of Torah Shabbat. But on the other hand, it's the Sefer Bris of the Torah Shabbat Peh. Well, we accepted it willingly. The Melech has that, those three kulas, kind of like a dialectic in that sense. But that's the beauty of the Megillah in that sense, that it really concretized that we are the Am HaNivchar. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said it's not enough to do it b'al peh. We have a chozeh for it. We have a contract for it, al pitin. And you have other elements of the Kriyas Megillah. You have the Pirsumei Nisa, the Gemara says, on Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph. Certain words are untranslatable. Who cares? As long as you know the gist of the story, the Gemara says Pirsumei Nisa is enough. You have the Din of Hallel, Amani Zemircha Chavod Lo Yidom, on Daf Dalim. You know, Kriyas Azu Halilah. Samiri says if you have a town that has no Megillah, you say Hallel. Shari Chuvah says without a Bracha. That's the second element. First is Pirsumei Nisa. Second is Hallel. Third is the Marchesha says that reading the Megillah is actual akium of Mechias HaMolek, Mamish. He used to put Haman on his shoes. You know, they say over, I heard from Revilson, Shlita, you know, they say over that when the Nazis killed the Marcheshes, they took, their 10 squads were needed to kill him. They were beating him to death. He wouldn't die. They were scared. They were shaking the Nazis. It was like it was an ace. Marchesh is one of the Gedolei Yisrael. So he Takar says in his, he has a beautiful piece that Mechias HaMolek is a kiyum of Mechias HaMolek is in Kriyas HaMegillah. That's another kiyum. And the last kiyum is, of course, it's a tefillah. It's a tefillah. We should get rid of the Nazis and anti-Semitism. It says the Lokim Lo Damili, right? There are two Makaros on Daftali. You have to read it at night or read it again. One is Laman Zemercha, which is Hallel. The other one is the Lokim Lo Damili. It's a tefillah. We're davening that the Abishter should destroy all anti-Semitism. So that's the mahalach I want to say there about the Megillah. I wish you have a friendly Chum Purim, and we should have a good Shabbos, and we should only have good things. Okay. If you have a czar that each Truma Tahor is high mitzvah in Shemayim, right, a non-Kohen, but what happens if that Truma Tahor is Tmei mit the Rabbanan?